SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome to the program. Coming up, St. Hugh's High Cop's top spot in IOJ Art Competition. And later we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Stay with us. The St. Hugh's High School in St. Andrew is the winner of the Institute of Jamaica IOJ 2013-2014 Arts and Craft in Schools competition. The competition seeks to showcase the many areas of art being taught in schools whilst encouraging and exposing the creativity of children. St. Hugh's student Akilia Kane told JIS News that the school felt motivated by the victory, which earned the institution a trophy and prizes valued at over $70,000.
We didn't think that we were going to win, and when we heard our name, we were elated. We were the top school and we're thankful. Yes, I want to thank my art teachers, Miss James and Miss Samir.
Winners in the competition were announced at the launch of the National Exhibition for Art and Craft in Schools at the IOJ's downtown Kingston complex on April 8. Second place went to the St. George's College, while Fogger Road High School came in third. Since 1938, the Institute of Jamaica IOJ Craft in Schools competition has been helping students to widen their horizons in arts and craft.
St. Anne, St. Mary, Portland. The Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, in collaboration with Global Water Partnership Caribbean, wants to hear your views on the draft water sector policy and implementation plan. Come participate in a public consultation Wednesday, April 16 at St. Teresa's Roman Catholic Church Hall, starting at 2 p.m. The draft policy is available on the Ministry's website at mwh.gov.jm, at its Documentation Center, 25 Dominica Drive, Kingston, or from parish libraries and the regional post office.
Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan is aimed at guiding the island to developed country status over the next 16 years. Vision 2030 is on a mission to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more information. Here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
In the afternoon, coming from school, then we used to, as soon as the rain started to fall, we would make some little boats, and we'd drop them in the water. We would normally walk miles and watch them, like the boat, you watch the boat and you see. You could see maybe a dozen boys doing that same thing every evening. It used to be nice, very nice. And that was some of the activities that we do.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. On the community notice board, the Bethel United Church of Jesus Christ Apostolic invites you to its annual convocation Monday, April 21 to Sunday, April 27, under the theme Preserving Our Heritage, Empowering the Next Generation. Prayer begins at 6 a.m., teaching sessions at 10:15 a.m., and evangelistic service at 6 p.m. There will also be a free health expo on Saturday, April 26 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. Thanks to Prince Moore, my engineer. I'm Ruth Ankar, and until next time, continue to walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.